The most notable difference in the competing drafts of the $96 billion two-year spending plan is the Senate's inclusion of a private insurance-based alternative to expanding Medicaid, available to everyone earning below 400% of the poverty level. This significant expansion to Virginia's healthcare safety net is the brainchild of Republican Senator John Watkins of Powhatan. He calls it Marketplace Virginia.
We're paying somewhere in the neighborhood of $1.5 billion a year more right now that's added on to existing insurance premiums that flow through to pay for this thing. And unless we do something to get access to that, it goes into the general fund of the United States of America.
House Republican Majority Leader Kirk Cox of Colonial Heights.
When you inject something like that in there, it really becomes very problematic because it puts in danger the state employee bonus, it puts in danger what we've done in the mental health area, I think it puts in danger the access and affordability money we put into higher ed. It's very unfortunate.
Watkins rejects the House assertion that Marketplace Virginia is Medicaid expansion by another name.
We opted to put a product in there that is free enterprise driven. And, you know, they say, well, you're using subsidies. Well, guess what? We use federal subsidies from education, transportation, you know, loads of federal subsidies out there. So it's no different.
The House fully funds the Virginia retirement system by 2016 and increases general fund spending for colleges by 5%, with the goal of moderating tuition rates.
That's the affordability piece. If tuition continues to go up, you know, for everyone, it just makes college unaffordable. So we try to step up to the plate as far as the amount of money we put into higher ed, but we like to see tuition held down.
The House budget also includes amendments to eliminate state funding for Planned Parenthood and to limit the governor's power to roll back recent regulations on abortion clinics. Democratic Senator Don McEachin of Henrico says these amendments were expected.
What they did on Planned Parenthood is not unanticipated. That's part of their ideologically driven agenda that we see year in and year out. I think their attempts to limit the governor's executive authority is for naught. I don't think we as the legislature don't have the ability to go into the executive and tell them how to run the executive office, so I think that's just a political statement on their part. And I anticipate that those items will fall away in the conference committee.
In the area of mental health, the House includes $10 million more than Governor McDonald's introduced budget for drop-off and crisis intervention centers, as well as PAC teams, who coordinate state care services for patients, make sure they're taking their medication, as well as taking other maintenance steps to prevent a crisis. The Senate includes $20 million in additional mental health spending. The two chambers also differ on the extension of the amount of time a person may be held on an emergency custody order. The House wants an 8-hour total, while the Senate wants 24.
Well, I think it's going to be a passionate fight. I think the Senate position is pretty well stated, as we've seen through the efforts of Senator Deeds. Is there room to compromise? Perhaps, but it needs to be closer to our side than where they are, I believe.
The respective budgets should go before the full House and Senate later this week. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.